Hello, my name is Michelle Alexander. I work for Happy Child, West Dealing Day and West Dealing Baby.
And I'm Maxine Henderson and I'm the operations manager, or should I say, head of operations for Happy Child, which means I oversee all of the 13 nurseries that we have. So together, we were introduced to the 10 steps for healthy toddlers. We had a training course in terms of Happy Child as a group, so all of our managers joined. We spent some time talking through them, all our anxieties about the challenges we're faced with children eating and parents' attitudes and all of those things. And together we left looking at creating an action plan for each nursery and how we could develop those and integrate parents, our Ofsted, which is Ofsted, our governing body, and then all of our staff and children. And so each manager tottered off and created an action plan, and Michelle created an amazing action plan.
So in terms of the nursery and us as an individual nursery, we took on board the fact that it was something that we would like to run through the whole of the nursery. We like the 10-point steps because of the ethos it has behind it. For us, obviously, children and their health is paramount, and for their well-being, and obviously for them to develop in terms of education. So we looked at it as a step for us to improve our Ofsted report, and generally for us to improve staff practices and to focus on key children who have special dietary requirements or were generally fussy eaters. The first steps we had was to make an action plan. That was based on a staff meeting that we held, and we all brainstormed the positives that we have in the nursery and also the negative things. That was also to do with the children's likes, dislikes, and also the staff's dislikes and likes generally, because sometimes that can filter through into the children's eating habits. After we did that, we decided what roles and responsibilities we would have as a team, and then we spoke with parents to see how interested they was that a common problem. So the idea was that I would filter that through a newsletter and get some feedback from the parents in terms of any struggles they have. We gave a copy of the 10 steps to all the parents so that they can integrate it into their life as well. This was very successful, and then we had a parent who came in to us to discuss her sort of frustration with her child who doesn't eat very well or likes particular stuff in terms of either dry or just potato or various different meals, but just parts of it rather than as a whole. So we worked with her closely over a few weeks just to do a type of case study and provide her with information, and then also work closely with the staff to encourage him. But the 10 steps definitely taught us a lot about portion size, one of the steps, and also the fact of if they don't eat, then, you know, as long as we're giving the fully balanced diet, then it's okay for them to just pick that nutrient up at the next meal. We also looked at basically the size of the portion and is it appropriate for the child, and just, you know, if they don't like food that is wet, then to, you know, in terms of cereal, he loves cereal, this particular child, that's dry, so we're just reinforcing that so that he isn't obviously afraid to come to the table and so on. For the older, slightly older children, we worked on how mealtimes makes them feel, because our main particular struggle we felt with the children was the fact that they weren't particularly keen to sit down at lunchtime. It's because of possibly the way they feel and what mealtimes makes them feel. So we did a small activity in terms of the children, and just to encourage them to express how it makes them feel and why, and then just try to, from that simple activity, to try and overcome that. But generally, across the board, using this 10 steps have been very positive. We've implemented it into our Ofsted plan. We've developed it even further to, in terms of when they finish meals, to brush their teeth, and just promoting healthy hygiene practices generally throughout the nursery. So, yes, overall, it was a very positive project to be involved in.